I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a similarly titled book that tells America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on the program today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lycan, with his weekly Backlot Report. Today we'll be celebrating the Academy Awards love affair with popular music. During the first 50 years, the Oscar has enjoyed a slew of Best Original Song nominees, and while many may not have taken home the coveted statuette, one can argue these modern classics happily remain in our popular culture. Since the category was created during America's development of the big band era, early nominees reflected the creative arrangements of Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, and the Andrews Sisters. Consequently, in 1941, for example, Buck Privates and Sun Valley Serenade became boffo box office bonanzas, but hardly Academy Award fodder. Fortunately, the music was superior.
Aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer.
Then to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamalala calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Thank you.
trumpet man from old Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-la, toot-de blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, toot-toot, he blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, 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 da.
Warner Brothers was known by everyone in the industry as the studio that presented gritty topics in the gangster genre and in 1940s war films. Actors James Cagney, Edward G. Robinson, Humphrey Bogart, they developed their screen personas in movie plots, which emphasized the realism of the Depression and Nazi aggression. Music created for Warner Brothers had to be earthy to find its way into the plots of their scripts. Blues in the Night, written by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen, epitomized the Warner's touch. It remained an unforgettable standard. Here's Blues in the Night.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me, hun, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face of worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a-calling, hoo-wee. Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hoo-wee. A hoo-wee to hoo-wee, oh, clickety-clacks and echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light when you get the blues in the night. Take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's right. Ooh, ooh, Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns, I heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll need to sing the blues in the night. Ooh. My mama was right, my mama was right. There's blues in the night. You're
tuned to our weekly presentation of Forgotten Hollywood. Mercer and Arlen continued their magic in 1943 in a Paramount production which celebrated the patriotism of our troops during World War II. Star Spangled Rhythm was a Hollywood canteen-type salute to our military. That Old Black Magic earned an Academy Award nomination from this morale-boosting review featuring almost their entire movie studio roster. Years later, there were rousing versions of this Oscar nominee.
Old Black Magic has me in its spell.
Magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do?
Put out the fire! For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin. Loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do?
Put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin. Loving the spin I'm in.
is Forgotten Hollywood, and I'm Manny Pacheco. The music of Debbie Reynolds, Pat Boone, and Dean Martin competed for Oscar gold and in turn facilitated their respective careers. In some instances, song nominees became so popular they would frequent future films. That's Amore received its initial nomination in 1953 in The Caddy. Later, it became the theme song for the Oscar-nominated motion picture Moonstruck. The 1987 film was awarded 3 Academy Awards. That's Amore, of course, was ineligible.
In Napoli, where love is queen, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore, that's amore.
As we approach the 60s, pop and top 40 music commingled with bona fide standards. It was obvious that the mature wing of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences were still getting their point across. Established songwriters as Henry Mancini, Kahn, and Mercer were still relevant. The European influence was also infiltrating the nomination process in films such as Never on Sunday, Zorba the Greek, and Mondo Cane, in categories which included Best Original Song. Forgotten Hollywood's look at the most interesting of influences, here's the rapturous More, the theme from Mondo Cane, written by Riz Ortolani and Nino Oliviero.
Thank you.
when we return to Forgotten Hollywood's look at Oscar-nominated music of Hollywood's golden age, we'll celebrate the work of the modern songwriter and artist. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. You're listening to Forgotten Hollywood and our look at Oscar-nominated music. I'm Manny Pacheco. There's no question that the influences of Elmer Bernstein, Dmitri Tiomkin, Burt Bacharach, and Michel Legrand offered more compelling music infused into generational-defining motion pictures. Contemporary artists of Dionne Warwick, Gene Pitney, Sergio Mendes, The Seekers, and The Sandpipers were the movers and shakers at Oscar parties. And no one shook more than Tom Jones.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you, yes, I do, you and your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. We'll Saturday spend till the end of the day. Just I and my friend. We'll travel for miles in our Saturday smiles. And then we'll move on. Long after Saturday's gone.
Come Saturday morning. Come Saturday morning.
Come Saturday morning. Saturday laugh more than half of the day. Just I and my friend, dressed up in our rings and our Saturday things. Just I and my friend, we traveled for miles in our Saturday smiles, and then we belong. But we will remember long after Saturday's gone.
The 1970s was a revolutionary decade in the nomination process of Best Original Song, with artists as Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, and Isaac Hayes receiving nods. In fact, Hayes actually won the award in 1972 with the theme from Shaft. And when Live and Let Die finally received an Oscar nomination, the tune from the movie with the same name, James Bond was finally invited to the ceremony, despite wonderful songs from Goldfinger, Thunderball, and others. In retrospect, Forgotten Hollywood recognizes that no genre has ever done it better.
Half as good as you.
What the 1970s proved is that excellent music was being written as the studio era disappeared, and top voices as Diana Ross and Olivia Newton-John delivered Academy-worthy renditions of songs. Forgotten Hollywood reminds us that music of this decade was not just disco.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So, again, let's grab some popcorn. Join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. You know, this week I was thinking about the Oscars and two favorite songs of mine I thought were overlooked. The beautiful Max Steiner theme, A Summer Place. Percy Faith recorded for an instantly recognizable radio hit that is still popular today. And the other song I was thinking about was the combination of Theme from Picnic and Moonglow. You know, the minute you hear it, that visual pops into your head. You're watching that sensual, that very sensual dance scene between William Holden and Kim Novak. Now, is that not an Oscar winner, I ask you? Well, I asked Manny, our movie historian and the host of this show, and he said A Summer Place was never nominated, although it won Grammy Record of the Year. And Moonglow, well, the sad news is it would not have been eligible since it was derived from a big band arrangement. Well, okay, Manny, you win on this one, but today the music is still as memorable as the movies. Well, let's take a quick look into the studio mailroom. You know that place where many stars got their first big break? I'm looking around here. Oh, say, here's a question from Janice in Carlsbad. She wants to know where the bodies are buried. Are you tuned into the right show, Janice? Well, Janice, every show should have a ghoul friend, and you are our chosen tour guide this week. I recommend a book by Michael Thomas Berry called Final Resting Places, Orange County's Dead and Famous. Film fans will find out John Raitt, Ken Maynard, for those of you who love Westerns, composer Les Baxter, Ruby Keeler are buried there. Another delight is the calendar called Dearly Departed, the Tragical History Tour. Every day includes a name of who died on that day. Isn't that thrilling? Go to the website dearlydepartedtours.com and have a heavenly time. Well, we're a little short on time here, so that's the backlog for this week. And now, back to our guide into forgotten Hollywood, Manny Pacheco. And thank you, Gary Lycan. And thank our producer, Steve Guzman. We sincerely hope you've enjoyed our tribute to the music of Oscar. The Academy Awards and Oscar are registered trademarks and service marks of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.